Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Week in Review. So let's take a look back at what we've seen over the past 5 days. Basically, the Aussie market had a bit of a choppy week overall. We got off to a slow start. We were down on Monday and Tuesday, but then the market improved from Wednesday all the way through to Friday. So we had 3 straight days of gains. Having said that, the ASX 200 still dropped by about 0.4% due to that slow start. And what we're basically seeing at the moment, I think, is that last week we got very, very close at hitting a 10-month high, but each time we've been getting close to those levels for the past couple of months, with failed to get there, and then the market has run out of steam a bit. So we might need some more good news, another couple of catalysts perhaps to get us there. Something else that's working against the market at the moment is that sectors are on divergent paths. They're offsetting each other. The market's not heading in the same direction across the board. So for example, the winners this month so far, so over the past fortnight, have been energy stocks, the miners and the banks. But this has been largely offset by technology, by property and by health, which have certainly underperformed. But looking at the winners and losers this week, well, we had, as far as the best performing individual stocks are concerned, the best performer was a company called Pro Medicus, which we don't speak about very often. But this is a company that sells medical software. It hit a 1.5-year high. It rose 17%. And that's because it signed its biggest contract ever, which is a 7-year, $40 million contract with an organization in Utah, which is the largest health system provider there in that part of the US. The second best performer was Whitehaven Coal, the coal producer based in New South Wales. It rose about 12%. Now, that's because it released a quarterly update a few days ago, slightly tightened its expectations for coal sales over the year when it came out with that update. That didn't have a huge impact, but it also said that in light of the restrictions on Aussie coal in China, it's been redirecting supply to other countries quite successfully. So it's been doing well in places like India, in Pakistan, in the Middle East, Japan, South Korea, and also Vietnam. The third best performer was Afterpay, which hit fresh record highs. Not a huge amount of news on the stock, but there was a broker upgrade that it received midweek. And the fourth best was Mesoblast, which managed to lift by a good 9%. Now, that's because it came out with some encouraging phase 3 trial results from a product that treats chronic heart failure, and it showed that there was a significant reduction in the incidence of heart attacks and strokes for those that have been taking the treatment over a time. Now, as far as the losers go, plenty of gold mining companies struggled. Sandfire Resources, Evolution Mining, Remelius Resources, Perseus Mining, Silver Lake. So about 7 out of the 10 stocks that made it on that, the worst 10 performers, were all gold mining companies. The single worst performer, though, was a company called PolyNovo. Now, it fell 28% this week. This is a medical device maker, which basically came out with an update earlier in the week and highlighted the underperformance of the business in October and November. So its shares have dropped back. Now, something to mention there is, yes, it had a really bad week, but it doubled in price last year. So it's coming off that really, really high base. And when that happens with companies, often people's expectations are higher than, you know, if they didn't come off the back of those type of improvements. And finally, Resolute Mining was the worst of the mining stocks. It fell 16%. Now, it underperformed its peers that were, as I said, already down. But one of the reasons is that on Friday, it released a quarterly update, which essentially showed that it hasn't produced as much gold as expected over the year, but it's also done that at a higher cost. And not only that, it expects the numbers to deteriorate somewhat this year as well. Now, I should also mention a few other worthy mentions here, even though they didn't move as much. CSL is one of them. Now, CSL has obviously had a good run for about a decade now, but in recent weeks, it hasn't done so well. It's actually very close to hitting a 10-month low. Two stocks that did actually move a bit were Tyro and also Premier Investments. Now, Tyro is one of the country's biggest FPOS machine providers, and it fell 25% this week because it's been having connectivity issues with a number of FPOS terminals. And Premier Investments managed to lift about 13% in one day. That's after it flagged at least a 75% lift in underlying profits for the half, but the rest of the week was not great. So over the week, it only rose by about 4%. that's it pretty much for the week in review. I hope you have a great week next week. There'll be plenty to watch. In fact, for those trading the US markets, keep in mind that the American markets will be closed on Monday for a public holiday, Martin Luther King Day. We also have the US earnings season kicking off. That kicks off tonight, but next week you'll start getting a number of the banks and other companies in the United States releasing numbers. We've of course got the inauguration for Joe Biden as well later on in the week. And then in Australia, one of the highlights will be on Thursday when we get an update on employment. Have a great weekend and we'll chat next week.